Hello, this is Ron Horshavsky, the Executive Director of Agility Orthopedics. I'm joined by Dr. Joseph McLaughlin, fellowship trained in hand surgery and a board certified orthopedic surgeon. Welcome, Dr. McLaughlin.
Hey, Ron. Thank you.
Today we're going to talk about carpal tunnel syndrome. Can you tell us at the beginning just what carpal tunnel syndrome is?
Sure. It's called carpal tunnel syndrome because there's one space on the palm side of our wrist that really forms a tunnel, and in that run 9 separate tendons and 1 nerve. And the nerve is called the median nerve. Carpal tunnel syndrome happens when there's not enough space within that tunnel for the nerve to get good blood supply and to send its signals down into the hand. When that happens, people generally end up with pain and oftentimes numbness in their hand and wrist.
Dr. McLaughlin, what's the particular tissue that causes the pressure in the carpal tunnel?
Sure. So oftentimes it's some swelling of the tissues surrounding the tendons in the carpal tunnel, but on the palm side of the carpal tunnel there's a structure called the transverse carpal ligament, and really it's just a ligament that crosses the carpal tunnel and makes a roof over the carpal tunnel. Sometimes when patients don't get better with a splint or a shot, we have to release that ligament so that they have more room within their carpal tunnel so they can make their carpal tunnel syndrome go away.
Okay. Dr. McLaughlin, what are some of the symptoms that somebody would have?
So generally people will have numbness or tingling in their hand. Most often it's on the thumb, the index finger, and the middle finger. But sometimes people have numbness, tingling, or pain in all of their fingers, and sometimes even into their forearm or up their arm. People generally also have a lot of discomfort with this numbness.
Okay. Is it easier for somebody to get carpal tunnel syndrome if they have a problem with a nerve in the neck?
It can. You can have what we call a double crush phenomenon, where you have a minor compression somewhere further up your arm, maybe even into your neck. And then if you add that on top of a bit of compression at your wrist, sometimes those two things together can give you the numbness, tingling, and discomfort in your hand.
What are some of the things that you do to a patient in the office that helps you determine, beyond the symptoms that they describe, that they have carpal tunnel syndrome?
So oftentimes we can diagnose your carpal tunnel syndrome mainly by having a good discussion about what's wrong with your hand. The other things that we do are we hold your hand in a certain position and we press on a certain spot at your wrist to try and recreate the symptoms of carpal tunnel syndrome. When your history and the certain moves in the office all point towards carpal tunnel syndrome, there's a very high probability that is in fact what's giving you trouble in your hand.
Are there some non-surgical interventions for carpal tunnel?
Absolutely. So shy of surgery, what we generally do to treat this problem is we give people splints to go across their wrist, because the pressure within your carpal tunnel is highest if your wrist is bent down all the way or back all the way. So a splint that will hold your wrist in a straight position oftentimes gives people relief from their numbness. A lot of times people with carpal tunnel syndrome have problems at night. Oftentimes it wakes them up at night, or when they wake up in the morning they have a lot of numbness in their hand. And if you wear the splint at night, oftentimes that can help you avoid having that numbness or pain that will keep you up at night. The other thing that we do oftentimes for people with carpal tunnel syndrome is we can give them a shot. It's a shot of cortisone in the wrist, and for most people that makes the problem go away and helps them with their numbness, but most of those people, the relief they get with the shot is only temporary.
Dr. McLaughlin, what does the surgery entail?
Ron, the first thing we do is we make our patients comfortable enough for surgery. We can do that with sedation, and we can do that with a local anesthetic at the wrist as well. Once the patient is comfortable, we clean off their entire arm, and we make an incision over the ligament that we have to release. After that, we dissect down onto that ligament, and then we just use a knife to divide that ligament in half. After we do that, the ligament generally moves to either side, and the tendons and the nerve within the carpal tunnel have a lot more room to get the blood supply, and generally after that, the nerve can send its signals into the hand much better.
Now, what about the recovery after surgery? What should a patient expect?
So really, it just feels like a deep cut on the palm side of your wrist. For patients who have problems at night and who are waking up from their carpal tunnel syndrome, usually that gets resolved right away. For other patients with numbness and pain in their hand, we have to wait for the nerve to heal itself, but generally that happens rather quickly as well. People generally have some discomfort in the palm side of their wrist for the first week or two after surgery, but after that it clears up pretty well and patients recover quite quickly.
Is there any occupational therapy that a patient would need before or after the surgery?
For most patients, we will have you visit our occupational therapists once, generally after surgery, so that they can teach you the exercises to keep your hand moving so that you don't get any stiffness. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, they'll be the first person to see you to take your stitches out as well. After that, your therapy can all be done at home, and really all it involves is you keeping your fingers and your wrist moving.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much, Dr. McLaughlin.
You're welcome. Thank you.